Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with the New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. We've got a couple things we want to cover today. The thing we want to cover a little bit is being it's a new year, we're going to start over. What are some things that we need to talk about or think about as an investment or following your money? What do you do? What's some things now we need to think about for the new year, Leanne, in our investments?
Well, one of the things you're going to see is there's going to be a lot written up when the new year starts. And they look at your timeline. They look at a guide for you to follow. And they look at suggestions as to how to handle the new year. For instance, number one, you need to review what you did this last year and look at setting up goals and objectives for the new year. And that's very, very important.
Well, many people will just kind of say, well, this is what I wanted to do last year. I'll let it go. I won't think about it. But that's probably not the right way to do it.
No, you need to think about, yeah, we tried this last year. It didn't work. But you're starting a new year. And these are some goals and objectives you may have. For instance, do you want to travel? Are you looking at retirement? A new home? A new car? Starting a family? Going to school.
Getting rid of the family. The kids have flown the
nest. Moving out.
So those are the things that are very important. The thing that you've got to think about, really, is this year is going to be different than last year. And so has there been any major changes in the family, such as the kids have left, or you've acquired a dog, or something like that, that you have to think about? My financial goals are going to be different now because of X. And that's the thing that you need to really sit down and think about.
Financial planning and setting up a financial plan for the new year entails a lot of things. It entails, like you mentioned, looking at what you did, looking at where you're going forward, and how it's going to affect you financially, and how it's going to affect your family.
So this is why we're bringing this up now, is to take a few minutes and think about this for 2016.
First of all, review your assets. Find out and look at the value of what you have in your emergency fund, in your other investments, in your 401k. How did it do last year? What do you want it to do this year? That's very important because you have to have the money available and you have to build those funds so that you can reach your goals in the future.
It's interestingly enough that many people start to put money into their 401k or their IRA and they never look at it. It's amazing how many times you talk to people who have a substantial amount of money in there and you ask them, when was the last time you did an inventory of what you're doing? And it gets real quiet, and they say, I guess I never have.
And we have talked about the fact that you should think about rebalancing that portfolio once a year if you handle it yourself. You should think about what the last year did, because this new year could be entirely different. But you should look at all the different investments within that portfolio and think about rebalancing them.
How often do you rebalance your clients' money, Leanne?
When I look at my client's portfolio, it depends upon the individual situation. Are they adding? Are they taking out? Sometimes I have to do it quarterly and rebalance it. Sometimes it's semi-annually, and sometimes it's annually. It depends upon the person, what they're doing, and what they're planning to do.
That was the whole point, what I was saying. It is probably beneficial to do it more than once a year. But
it depends upon the individual,
and
it depends. Yeah, it depends upon who's doing it too.
Right. So that's why I said. That's why I brought that up. Was how often should you? At least once a year, probably more often, depending on your situation.
And one of the things you have to think about is, number one, do you have an emergency fund sitting out there? And number two, do you have your assets set up appropriately? Because we've talked about rebalancing. Maybe things are changing now, and therefore you have to have different investments within your portfolio. The Fed raised the interest rates. When they raise the interest rates, a lot of people are going to be much more interested in having bonds in their portfolio because bonds are very interest rate sensitive. And so needless to say, there may be more bonds going into portfolio. If you're younger, you're going to be more aggressive. And it all depends upon what those goals and objectives are as to how aggressive and what kind of a portfolio you set up.
You and I both agree that younger people should be very aggressive in their investments.
A lot of them are not, though, because they don't understand investments. I'm finding out more and more that they're not being taught about investments, and they're afraid to take the leap. And when they look at those 401ks, they're completely confused by all the
options
they have available. Therefore, in a case like that, look for a class that you can take. You can go to community colleges. You can talk to an advisor. You can look at what's available if you go to school. Find out what investments are. And when you're working with a company, go and talk to human resources and say, I don't understand this paperwork you've given me, and therefore explain it to me, because they're not teaching this stuff in schools much anymore.
No. Now, most of the stuff is how do we be politically correct, and we don't want to offend anybody.
And there are some changes that are going on, too. For the older person, you're looking at a couple of different things. You're looking at the retirement, but you're also looking at your health. And when you're looking at your health, that means things might be changing down the line, and you may have to not stay in the present home. You may think of downsizing. And when you think of that, you think of, okay, I've got all these assets out there, but I've got a home, and I may have to sell that home because I want to downsize, I want to travel more, I want to retire from my job.
Do whatever.
All
yeah.
kinds of different things. And one of the things is income in a case like that.
Now, Social Security has come out with some new rules, and neither Leanne nor I are Social Security benefit experts by any figment of the imagination. I understand how it works, and we both draw Social Security, but I don't understand the new rules. But having said that, there are some new rules that have come down for people who are getting close to retirement. Those people who are thinking about drawing their benefits or who are real close or are going to be in a couple of years, there are some very specific rules. And it's kind of, as Leanne said when we were talking about putting this program together, it's kind of back to the old basics, what we knew Social Security was.
Way back when,
20, 30 years ago. So they've gotten rid of some of the benefits, if that's the right word. Some of the options that were available are no longer available. So if you've been getting close to Social Security, you might want to look at this, because some of these things that you probably thought, well, hey, this is a good idea, you can't do anymore. And I'm going to have to leave it at that, because like I said, I'm not a Social Security expert. There are people out there that can help you, or you can call in, but you need to study this up.
If you are going to take Social Security, one of the things is your age, how old you are, and when you want to take it. If you take it at your retirement age or you wait till 70 and a half, there is going to be a difference. Therefore, go to the Social Security Department if you need to. Go and talk to them a little bit ahead of time. They used to send out statements for people who are going to go into Social Security. And now they may still do that, but you may have to call in for more help.
Them, I think, now.
And you may have to request them. So it's important that you consider that when you look at your whole retirement program. And also when you're younger and you go to work, they'll pull money out for Social Security too. So remember, this is part of your program.
Very
along
important
with your other assets that you build.
So, yes, think about your Social Security. Look at this. What's available? Because this is a very, very important part of your Social Security.
The base of your program also should be looked at, and that base is to protect those assets. That base is your insurance program. Now, there's been a lot of changes in the insurance available to you. Garwin, I'm going to have you go into that more because some of this stuff has just come down the pike.
Two things that have happened very dramatically in life insurance and in annuities. The most people who have cash-building life insurance have universal life. There are a few companies that sell the old whole life, but they're mostly universal life.
You don't hear much about whole life anymore.
No, but it's mostly universal. Well, what has happened because of these low, low interest rates for so long that many of the companies have had to go back and reprice their product and have sent out letters to the clients and said, hey, we're going to have more money. Of course, immediately the client gets all excited saying, well, I was sold this idea that this would be fixed. Well, yeah, but that's not the way it works. There's at least three major companies have already priced it out, and there's going to be more. With those three, there's going to be more. So they're going to get new premium costs. My statement to everybody who has a whole life policy, you need to go to the company, write to the company or call the company, and ask for a statement based on the current interest rates. You're better off to find out early than to find out later and have a problem that you can't afford to pay it. Find out how long the current premiums will hold that contract together based on the current interest rates. Unfortunately, you're not going to be happy very likely.
When you talk about insurance, there's something that the younger person would go for, and that would be your term insurance.
Right. To get some term, get as much term as you can afford, buy it now because it's cheap. It is very, very cheap.
And one other thing, for the older person who likes annuities, which is a program through the insurance company that eventually will pay you an income stream, there's some changes there too, Garwin, and we need to touch on those
yes,
today.
Yes, the annuity companies have been hit with a new rule that they have to set aside more money in reserve, which if by setting aside more money in reserve, that means the company is not able to pay out the income stream that they had hoped or promised down the road. So these companies are pulling back their annuity payout options somewhat. It's not dramatic, and you may never know it unless you ask the company. But I guarantee that this is going to happen, all the annuities, that their income streams are going to be reduced somewhat. On current payouts, I don't know what they're going to do on those. I haven't heard anything about that, but I do know the future ones are going to be hammered on income stream.
And one thing I'm going to bring up, and I'm going to bring it up quickly because we're running out of time, is don't forget, you need a health care directive, you need a durable power of attorney for finance, and you have to think about a will. When you're younger, you're not thinking about all of that, but some of that's very important. When you're older, you really have
it's
to look
imperative.
At it.
Imperative. It's not important. It's imperative you do it. Leanne, what's your phone number if they got a question for you?
651-365-5000.
And my number is 651-436-3997. Questions, comments, give us a call. We're delighted to answer anything we can.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.